In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm delighted to celebrate this office of praise and worship and reflection with you as we move into this beautiful feast of the dedication of St. John Lateran in Rome. The anniversary of the dedication of John of Lateran Basilica, which was erected by the Emperor Constantine, has been observed on this day since the 12th century. This feast was at first observed only in Rome, but later in honor of the Basilica, which is called the Mother Church of Christendom. The celebration was extended to the whole Latin Church. This action was taken as a sign of devotion to and of unity with the Chair of Peter, which, as St. Ignatius of Antioch wrote, presides over the whole assembly of charity. So there you go. Introduction to what we're doing. Now we thank our God. Hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has saved us. O gracious God, be with us now. Guide us in distress, free us from all sin, till heaven we possess. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. I believe we have special prayers from the comment of the dedication of the church. The invitatory of the font would have been, "Come, let us worship Christ, bridegroom of his church," or "Come, let us worship Christ, who has shown his love for the church." Christ is made our sure foundation, Christ is head and cornerstone, chosen of the Lord and precious, binding all the church in one. Holy Zion's help forever, and her confidence alone. To this temple we implore you. Come, great Lord of hosts, today. Come with all your loving kindness. Hear your servants as they pray. And with your fullest benediction, shed in all its brightest array. This is God's dwelling place, and he has made it holy, for it stands forever. God is for us a refuge and a strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of armies is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in turmoil, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars all over the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, take care of Bill and help him during this painful day. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, and spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This is God's dwelling place. and he has made it holy. It will stand firm forever. Let us go up with rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's lot is there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And onward Mary's gifts from God the Son, from God the Father, help us understand your love. Take care of us and help us. Help the people that we talk to online today. Help the people that we need to pray for most. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. I said that already. Let us go up with rejoicing to the house of the Lord. All you his saints, sing out the praises of our God. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia, Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia, Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Reading from the first book of Maccabees. When Demetrius heard that Nahor and his army had fallen in battle, he again sent Bacchides and Elilimus into the land of Judea, along with the right wing of his army. They took the road to Galilee, and camping opposite the ascent of Araba, they captured it and killed many people. In the first month of the year 142, they encamped against Jerusalem. Then they set out for Beer-Lahai with 20,000 men and 2,000 cavalry. Judas, with 3,000 picked men, was camped at Elisha. When his men saw the great number of the troops, they were very much afraid, and many slipped away from the camp until only 800 men remained. As Judas saw that his army was melting away just when the battle was imminent, he was panic-stricken because he had no time to gather them together. But in spite of his discouragement, he said to those who remained, let us go forward to meet our enemies. Perhaps we can put up a good fight against them. They tried to dissuade him, saying, we certainly cannot. Let us save our lives now and come back with our kindred and then fight against them. Now we are too few. But Judas said, far be it from me to do such a thing as to flee from them. If our time has come, let us die bravely for our kinsmen and not leave a stain upon our glory. Then the army of Bacchides moved out of the camp and took its position for combat. The cavalry were divided into two squadrons, and the slingers and the archers came on ahead of the army, and all the valiant men were in the front line. Bacchides was on the right wing, flanked by two squadrons. The phalanx attacked as they blew their trumpets. Those who were on Judas' side also blew their trumpets. The earth shook with the noise of the armies, and the battle raged from morning until evening. Seeing that Bacchides was on the right with the main force of his army, Judas, with all the most stout-hearted rallying to him, drove back the right wing and pursued them as far as the mountain slopes. But when the men on the left wing saw that the right wing was driven back, they turned and followed Judas and his men, taking them in the rear. The battle was fought desperately, and many on both sides fell wounded. Then Judas fell, and the rest fled. Jonathan and Simon took their brother Judas and buried him in the tomb of their fathers at Modian. All Israel bewailed him in great grief. They mourned for him for many days, and they said, "How the mighty one has fallen, the savior of Israel." The other acts of Judas, his battles, the brave deeds he performed, and his greatness have not been recorded, but they were very many. Responsory prayer. Do not be afraid of the enemy's attack. Recall how our fathers were saved. So now let us cry to heaven, and our God will favor us. Remember his wonderful deeds, how he dealt with Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. So now let us cry to heaven, and our God will favor us. Where's my page? That's frustrating. My page isn't here. Zacchaeus, hurry down. I mean to stay with you today. He hurried down and welcomed Christ with joy, for this day salvation has come to his house. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Zacchaeus, come down. I mean to stay with you today. Our Savior laid down his life so that all God's scattered children might be gathered together. In our need, we cry out, "Remember your church, Lord." Lord Jesus, you built your house upon a rock. Strengthen your church with solid and lasting faith. Lord Jesus, blood and water flowed from your side. Give new life to your church through the sacraments of your new and unending covenant. Lord Jesus, you are in the midst of those who gather in your name. Hear the prayers of your universal church. Lord Jesus, you prepare a dwelling place in your Father's house for all who love you. Help your church to grow in divine love. Lord Jesus, you never cast out anyone who comes to you. Open your Father's house to all who have died. We pray again for Bill, for Henry, for Michael, for all of the people studying to be catechists and level one certification with Father Bala himself and everybody else we need to pray for. Pray for all these things. Remember your church, Lord. God, our Father, from living stones, your chosen people, you built an eternal temple to your glory. Increase the spiritual gifts you have given to your church, that your faithful people may continue to grow in the new and eternal Jerusalem, into the new and eternal Jerusalem. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Pray for the Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, Robert Provost, for his intentions for this month, for the prevention of suicides, and that we will know how to minister to people in this state of suicide, thinking about suicide. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And